All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We're back with the Max, Volume 3. Sorry it's late. Let's get started. Of course, we know it's Sam Keith and William Messner Loebs. Artwork by Sam Keith, of course. Series edits by Scott Dumbier. And finishes by Jim Sinclair. All right, here we go. IDW, pick it up if you like it. Click, work, this is a recording. Hiya, Doc. I suppose you've been wondering why you've been tied up, dragged out of the morgue, and carried into the basement of the abandoned Bulldog Jaw Rubber Factory through a bathroom decorated in a cow motif, and are presently in the dark surrounded by dark blue cannibalistic homunculi. Everyone does. Meep, 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 meep. But first, let me tell you about a couple of other things that are happening around this wide-open, glorious city we call home. Glory, are you coming back to school this year? Don't know. There's therapy and stuff. I don't really feel safe anywhere, you know? Not after what happened and all. Who would? After all, you were messed up pretty bad by that guy. Mr. Gone. Boy, I wish I could get hold of that slime ball. I'd break his spine just like Shadowhawk. Grr. Me too. Thanks, guys, but he'd just kill you. He's too strong. I thought I was tough, but I was nothing. I think it's time for a story. A story about the Max? Oh boy, is this one gonna make sense? They all make sense. At least to me. Anyway, the Max was resting on the verdant jungle floor of the outback, also known as Pangaea, the jungle world, when a dicant came slinking overhead. A what? A dicant. It's one of the major predators. What do they teach you kids in school? Suddenly, it sprang. All he had for warning was the bursting of a couple of puff bladders and that peculiar roaring cough the dicant has. Pretty decent roar, considering it has no animal tissue to work with. Huh? Sure, the dicant is a plant. Everybody knows that. Chung 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 chung. Death. Ah. Elsewhere in the city, Miss Julie Winters is enjoying her memories. I wish Max wouldn't leave the seat up. This is still the best place in the world to think, and I've got plenty to think about now that I know what's under that mask. I wonder if I'm nuts or if he really is my spirit animal. As a mutated plant, the dicant doesn't have vital organs. It has spines for teeth and a tough rubbery shell which stretches instead of breaking. It's as strong as a panther and bright as clover and has broccoli spasms of killing rage. The Max slashed it again and again and again to no avail. Death. This whole thing is nuts. Spirit animals don't exist. But then, huge purple-clad superheroes aren't supposed to exist either. And I've been to the Outback. I've seen Max's weird world for myself. That psychopath Mr. Gone implied I created the Outback, that I was responsible for everything. No, 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 there's got to be a way out of this. Some way to... Oh, great, there's no paper! There's only one way to kill a dicant. Hold it by its forefeet, reach down its throat, turn it inside out, and fling it into seawater. Max was so wrapped up in his grim work that he didn't even notice that he was in the midst of an suicide migration until it was washing over him. Splash! Death. That thing I saw behind the mask wasn't Max. Not the Max I know, anyway. But what was it? If it was some spirit bunny, part of myself, wouldn't I recognize it? Maybe I'm so screwed up I wouldn't even know my own spirit animal if it bit me in the ass. Maybe I'm not so screwed up. And maybe the toilet paper spirit will show up and hand me some fresh toilet paper. I've been there. Ah, I probably don't even have a toilet paper spirit. For a moment, Max was disoriented. Then he realized that he had wandered into an its field. A breeding ground where the unripe Iss live fattening on the unwary, until they break free in a wave and begin their long destructive march to the sea. Then he saw the mountains that walk, called Emwitabi. Called Emwitabi. Let's try that one again. Called Emwitabwe, or Walking Mountains. These huge guardians are the slaves of the seed bringers. They keep crabbits and fester moles from dining on unripened its flesh. They are maniacally strong and fiercely loyal, and they know only one song. Thank God for paper towels. You know, leaving aside this bunny stuff, what do I really know about the real-life Max? Practically nothing. He's a total mystery. He could be a killer for all I know. Doesn't feel like he's dangerous, but I don't trust my instincts anymore. The sad thing is that from the minute Max put the mask on, I've been confusing him with all my bunny stuff. God, our relationship is so twisted. I'm not sure we can ever really understand each other like normal people. I guess it's just a bust. I don't like where this is going, and neither will he. The Mwitabwe turned towards him. Their every movement was ripe with anger. They weren't smart enough to have more than one emotion at a time. Suddenly, something drove up from under the Iss and plowed right at the Max. The Iss fell away, and Max saw it clearly. He was trapped. What was it? What happened? Was it a giant Susidon? It was a Buick. That's stupid. A car? I told you it wouldn't make any sense. That's so lame. Jungles and air whales, and even I know there's no cars in the outback. I don't get it. Neither do I. Wasn't that interesting, Doctor? Now let's look on in another part of the city, an anonymous alley that I'd like to think of as Mike. See, I told you, Link, it's like pouring out of that wall. I left a hole in old Mike when I passed into this world to find my daughter. I don't know, Jasper. Maybe it's a crack in heaven. Maybe we should tell somebody. Or maybe, hey, look! Of course I had to whistle up an Iss to lead me to her. Little did I dream a white Iss would make it through unchanged. Poosh! Quick! Catch it! You catch it? What was that thing? Who cares? I'm gonna see what heaven's like. Now, Doc, I kind of feel bad lying to my daughter, but I love that wacky girl. Brace me real good. See? The hole's still open. And I couldn't let her see me like this now, could I? Headless and all? The shock alone would put her... Ah, nuts! Over the edge. I'm stuck. Tisk. Another attempt by modern man to bridge the gap between the material and spiritual worlds doomed to failure. Let's see what that white Iss is up to. The poor little blind guy's trembling. No wonder he's afraid. The world's completely foreign to him. Excellent. It is right at Julie's window. I can feel it. Unfortunately, only one white Iss was close enough to respond to my interdimensional mental whistle. The black Isses are so much smarter. Well, we do what we can. Note the white Iss spies upon our heroine. As Miss Winters is about to say... Ew, this is it all right, and it really smells putrid. Jeez, did I bring a carton of fish home and forget to refrigerate it? How stupid. Julie, there's something I gotta tell you. Hi, Sarah, what's up? Well, see, there was this clay. You didn't buy a big box of meat and leave it here, did you? No, of course not. Why would you? Never mind. Let's crack this baby open and learn the bad news. See, I wanted to know about my spirit animal. What are you babbling about, Sarah? It's all my fault. Julie, wait, don't touch it. It's some kind of trap, I know it. Sarah, have you gone bonkers? Oops. Splat. Golly, it's horrible. It's disgusting. It's just my... Dad. Wow. Chapter 2. The Max. Spring cleaning. I first thought it said spirit cleaning. After a long night of comparing notes. So, Julie, are you keeping all these hockey sticks or what? Yes. That was really weird how that white thingy burst in here and grabbed my dad's head and vanished, huh? Yeah, that was weird. After hanging with Max so long, I can't tell anymore. I hate my dad pretending to be dead when all the time he was that rapist murderer Mr. Gone. And you cut his head off. That's the bravest thing I ever heard of. Sarah, do you hate him for being a mass murderer because he left you? No, Sarah, the bravest thing I could have done would have been to listen to him. I want to marry a lighthouse keeper. Very good, Doctor. Keep those braces tight. They're going to keep my spinal cord in place. And keep her by the sea. And listen, Doc, don't go all tense on me just because there's a small army of this waiting behind that door. It's not like I'm going to have them eat you when I'm finished sewing... Excuse me, when you're finished sewing my head back on. Let me entertain you, Doctor. Mr. Gon tells us a little fairy tale. My name back then was Artemus P. Gon. I was about 10 pounds lighter and was a pretty dapper fellow. This is the story of a little girl I still know. Me and my family. Hi, you remember me. There's our house, Mommy, Daddy, my room. I love the old elm just outside it. I sit under it sometimes and pretend I'm a jungle queen and have adventures. Then I come back inside and cuddle in bed and I'm safe. My bed is big. My daddy draws buildings. He draws the inside of office buildings downtown. This will be the lobby of the Dexter Balsko something building. It will be beautiful, if it ever gets built. If I was going to work in a building, this is where I'd work. Daddy wanted to paint covers for paperbacks, but he didn't, because publishers are dumb, Mommy says. Sometimes when he thinks I'm asleep, Daddy stabs the drawings he makes with his pencil over and over and says bad things. Daddy always smells like a closet with a lot of polished shoes and hats in it. Mommy is pretty, but she always says how she's just a dither brain. Oh, hello, Miss Walters. Excuse me. Hello, Mr. Walters. No, John isn't home. He didn't get the raise? Yes, I totally understand. But John will be devastated. He'll hate leaving you. Leave? Oh, yes, that nice Mr. Tate has been calling every day. Twice sometimes. Pat, 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 pat. But John keeps saying how he'd rather stay with you if he had even a little more. You can. You will. How very generous of you, Mr. Walters. Guess what? Old man Walters came through. Oh, better not worry my pretty little head about business matters. Uh-huh. Pizza for both my girls. Daddy and I have a lot in common. Bugs, for instance. Ick, a bug. Ick, a bug. Maybe if we don't do anything, it'll just walk out of here on its own. Uh-oh. Time for dinner, everybody. Crunch. Mommy always does what has to be done. Something in her shuts off, and then she pretends it didn't happen. I guess that's what being a mommy is all about. One day, scree-crash! I find a bunny in the road, squished like a piece of clay. Like the clay I make my pretend houses out of. It's hurt. Screaming. I didn't know bunnies could scream, but I figure I can make it better. Like I fixed my houses after I smashed them with a hammer. So I take it home, so it can be my friend. It's not screaming anymore, but all it does is look up at me and wait. My stomach hurts. Uncle Artie came to visit one day. I thought Mom said he moved. He just went to Australia, but now he's back. He stays down the hall from me. Click! Sometimes he whistles. I guess I like him okay. Air whales and flying snails big as your fist! Except when he makes too much noise to hear Captain Kangaroo. Sometimes I think he looks just like my doll. Daddy likes to talk to him for hours, to laugh with him. Then he leaves. Just drives away. Leaving me alone. Alone with my little friend. Scrap, scrap, scrap. The bunny is under my bed all the time now. It doesn't get better, it just makes this little scraping noise with its good leg. I can hear it all the time now. Even when I'm in the yard under my tree. Good night, pumpkin. Scrap, 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 scrap. Nothing is fun anymore. Excuse me. Nothing is any fun anymore. All I can do is hear that noise. My stomach hurts. Then suddenly it stops. I want to make it better, but I'm not sure how. So, Julie, can I throw out the cracked records? No. The broken flower pots? No. You can't take all this stuff. The split golf balls you don't even play. Never know. I think this would have been an excellent place for an intermission, Doctor. Does it surprise you that I, Mr. Gon, am a student of irony? Well, I am. For example, the white Iss who came over from the outback to save me is currently being tormented by his brothers, the black Iss. Although all Iths are basically the same creatures, the black Iths were turned inside out by the dimensional warp into this world, but the white Iths found a light hole and was unchanged. Therefore, instinctively, they hate him and try to drop him on the soft spot of his head. Ironic, no? And although he rescued me from putrefaction and I could end his torture with a word, I won't. I find that very ironic. However, since you know that once you are done with the black... Excuse me, once you are done, the black Iths will probably devour you. Also, I can see why the more subtle aspects of his plight are lost on you. Pity. To continue... John? Scrap, 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 scrap. I can't sleep. It's like the bunny was scraping right under my stomach. John, we have to do something. I am desperate and angry with the bunny for being sick and bothering me. Get up! For being alive. Pumpkin? Can we see what you've got there? Eee! Oh, God, look at its leg. Sweetie, the bunny needs to live out in the garage to get better. That was very strong of you, John. Bunny? They leave. All I know is I tried to help the bunny, and I failed. Do you have the guacamole knife? Excuse me, the guacamole knives? Yep. Did you wrap the 25th Star Trek commemorative mugs? Yep. What about the Buster Keaton and kaleidoscope and pen knife? Got it. Women, jeez. I know how to carry stuff. Did you tell him yet, Julie? What, did I think we have a codependent relationship and that I'm leaving the city? I don't know how. That's a good way. Tell him that. Right, you tell him. You're the one he's morbidly dependent on, around whom he's based his whole painful, lonely, miserable existence, who is the only support he has had in a cold... Sarah, make this harder, why don't you? Hey, maybe I don't want you to leave either. Slam! Mommy and Daddy try to talk to me about the bunny. Listen, sweetie, it's really for the best. They explain how the vet couldn't do anything. Had the bunny just had to wait in the garage till God came for him. They tell me death is a natural part of life. After a while, I can't hear them anymore. And I can't hear the scraping in the garage. All I can hear is what I want. Like the noise of my comb going through the doll's hair. The hair makes lots of noise. Nothing seems the same anymore. Don't worry, it's just me, Uncle Artie. Don't you think the bunny's dead yet? Several days later. Julie, honey, you broke your doll. Combed its head right off. Your mom and I are worried about you, honey. You shouldn't worry about the bunny so much. It'll probably, get better real soon. Honest. Daddy can't lie nearly as good as mommy can. Scrap, 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 scrap. House, garage. I knew mommy would come, because mommy always fixes everything. Daddy leaves the important stuff to her, and she takes care of it. Thwack! 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 Or makes it disappear, so we don't have to think about it. So that's how our little entertainment ends, Doctor. Not with a whimper, but with a thwack! Pretty amusing, eh? How did it all work out all over the years, you ask? Actually, you didn't ask, but I'll tell you anyway. Little Julie never did mention that incident. Neither did her mother or her father. Pretty quiet family now that I think about it. Something in Julie shut off that night. In a way, she's been 8 years old ever since. Julie learned something from her mom in that moment. Something that she would use years later when attacked and left for dead. The ability to suppress, to submerge, and to bury. Julie's mother learned it from her mother before her. Passed down mother to daughter. The pain of facing it versus the pain of keeping it down. Like all that crap in Julie's house, useless junk she just won't let go of, buried in the closet. I guess you could say it's a no-win proposition, eh, Doc? But actually, you couldn't say any of that, could you, Doctor? You aren't, as we say, all there. Well, most of you is there, but some of you is there. Well, most of you is there, but some of you is there. Some of you is over there. You know what I mean. Au revoir. Au revoir, Doc. It's been swell. So, are you ready? Just about. Things are a lot clearer around here now. When I was trapped in the Outback, I kept meeting little versions of myself. I think that means there's still a lot of stuff to learn about myself before I can start screwing with other people. I suppose you're keeping this old rusty shovel, too? No, Sarah. Throw it out. Finn. Chapter 3, The Max. I mean, if you search your heart, you'll see I'm right. It's just like that plane. It's gotta fly. It knows it does.
I thought you were driving.
And so do I. Okay, bad analogy still. Look, Max, you've gotta give some here, okay? Come on, man. Please don't shut me out. We can't go on like this. You rescue me, I bail you out. I live in your fantasy, you live in mine. We gotta stop pretending.
But if you leave, everything will change.
It already has, Max. Please. God, that sounds lame. I just don't know how else to say it. Don't leave. I mean, what if Gon's right? What if you are my spirit animal? What if you're trapped in a world that I made up? Why don't you say something? You make me feel so guilty. It's nice up here, huh?
Sure.
The only way I can set you free is to leave. People look like ants, huh?
Deep.
And it's the only way I'll be free, too. Can't you see that? He's cool. He's big and strong and purple and cool. Is not. Excuse me. No, he's not. He's a wimp. You saw the way he just ran from that shark guy. He's a coward. Is not. He's got neat claws and big teeth and... Max is not cool. Mr. Gon is cool. Mr. Gon's not cool. He's too skinny. He's not skinny. He's wiry. You're both idiots. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't even know what a hero is. Like you do, Sarah. Max is a hero because he's got big muscles. Max is weak. It takes someone evil like Mr. Gon to kill bad guys. He could smoke both of you without raising a finger.
Ugh.
Come on, Kent. Stupid girls. So did you tell him?
Yeah. I couldn't have handled it any worse if I had cut out his heart and stamped on it.
So it went smoothly then. Hey, you're dealing with a pro here. He's so fixated on me, Sarah. When does my responsibility for him end? It's not like you're worried you'll find him outside your window ignoring the restraining order and killing all your pets, are you?
Well, are you?
Sarah, of course not. It's just, I don't know. I just have to remember I'm right, to stand my ground. I have to stay firm and not budge.
Thud. Gone.
That's Mr. Gone to you, Claw Boy. Actually, you're just the little bundle of negative reinforcement I wanted to talk to. I've got to tidy up my karma on this plane before I go.
Julie's leaving.
Really? I didn't think that girl would ever read ahead in the prospectus. Did she tell you that every time I tried to tell her about her past, she'd cut my head off?
But she's leaving.
Oh, grow up. She has to, Pucky. Just like I have to get things straightened out with Sarah before I can go on. And by the way, you're not a rabbit. You just got in the way when Julie's spirit animal tried to incarnate in this plane.
Feel better? But she's leaving.
Let me try this again. She has to, otherwise we'll all be trapped in here forever. Don't you want to know what your outback is when she's not around?
After all, it's not like she really needs you.
After all, it's not like she really needs you.
Squish!
Very mature. Ouch! I gotta watch out where I walk barefoot. Mom called and said be sure to write if you need anything. Can I catch a ride home on your way out? Did you mention there's a slim chance the whole world is my dream and if I leave the city I'll wake up, thus ending everything?
No, I left that part out. Probably just as well. It's not my favorite part either. Whomp! Dark enough in here. Max, you there? I've got Pez. Usually that works. Max? I've come to say goodbye.
Bye.
Damn it, Max. Why are you acting this way? It's not like you think you'll disappear if I leave, right? Right, Max? God, Max, you do. It's gonna be all right. Damn you. Why do I have to be the bad guy here? Max, if you really cared about me, you wouldn't make this any harder than it already is.
Then I don't care.
No! I will not let you end it like this. You know what really gets me? You're too selfish to see I'm doing all this for you.
Then why bother?
Isn't it obvious, you ass? We supposedly take care of each other.
Is your leaving way of taking care of me?
We'll try that one again.
Is leaving your way of taking care of me?
Sure. Is this all the life you want? Fighting in a world that doesn't make sense just so you can protect me in ways I don't need?
Yes.
Well, I want something more.
I'm through begging, Julie.
I think if you look deep inside... Ooh, excuse me.
I think if you look deep inside, you already know the right thing to do.
You're right, Max. I do.
But I'm the only one.
Oh, excuse me. But I'm the only one strong enough to do it. You packed everything?
Uh-huh.
Is he gonna be alright? Sure. Are you gonna be alright? Can we just go, Sarah? Are you sure you got it all? You can always come back if you need to.
No, Sarah. Slam!
No, I can't. Chapter 4.
I know what you did.
I know what you did. Somehow you tricked Julie Winters into going away. And without her, the Outpack, which is a manifestation of her unconsciousness, died. Now the spirit of the Max roams this ruined land, weeping and lost. Because everything in this land is dead.
Dead and rotting.
And on this plane, the Max is incapacitated with loneliness and grief. He's crawled into a hole to meditate on his impotence,
rage, and self-pity. Caught up in forces he can't understand, he broods on anger. Tack, 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 tack. Chung, 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 tack.
And revenge.
Julia! 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 Chung, 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 chung.
That's a pretty cool summary of the current situation, kid. But how do you know any of that? I thought all that extra dimensional stuff was supposed to be secret. Pretty much that's what we gossip about in school all day. The metaphysical and spiritual roots of everyday life is manifested through the metaphor of superheroic struggle. I mean, it's not like we're really gonna use geography or math. That's why I came to find you tonight. I think you're the sorcerer, Mr. Gone. My name is Harry, and I want to be powerful and strong. Like you, everybody in school knows how you beat Max. How you push some kid's hand through a brick wall and into another dimension. How you're depleting the rainforest. How you undermine the president's healthcare policy. How you made Newt Gingrich look mean and Dan Quayle seem like a fool. It's like at every juncture of history where it seems like people are about to clean up their act, become wiser, more humane, more in touch with their true natures, you're there to push them back in the slime. I mean, too cool. Nobody can hurt you. So, how do you get power? Well, I guess the easiest way is through knowledge. Mostly self-knowledge. Know your weaknesses and the weaknesses of a... Huh? That sucks. I don't have time for that crap. Besides, I don't have any weaknesses.
Really?
Well, me, Max, Julie, and everyone else on the globe does have them. Everyone except for you, of course. And that is something you can exploit. I don't think you're Mr. Gone. Why don't you give me something I can use? Something that'll make me powerful and feared right now. Look, kid, the most reliable form of power I know is having powerful friends, judges, senators, like that. Once you're part of a socio-political elite, you can do anything. There's no greater power than setting the prime interest rate. Yeah, but I'm in junior high. Building a power base like that will take at least till I'm 20. I want power now. Then we're talking crime. I recommend white-collar crime. It's safe, it's highly profitable, and if you steal big enough, like looting a savings and loan, or starting a credit card company, folks won't even recognize it as a crime! Boom! Shots fired! But I don't know how to loot a savings and loan. Then we have to go for street crime. Buy a gun! A gun will give you a lot of power over anybody that doesn't have a gun! Unfortunately, you're not the first person to think of this. With half the population packing, we may have to escalate. How do you feel about bazookas? Why don't you just give me what you're wearing? It's obviously a magnetic aura booster for projecting your thought waves onto people and getting control of their emotions. What's that funny smell? This thing? It's a neck brace. It's supposed to keep my head in line with my spine. Doesn't look like it's working. Snot. Ignore the aroma. Creatures of great majesty and power sometimes smell. Clink! I don't think you can do anything. You're just like Max. There's no need to get nasty. It's true. Max is supposed to be this big superhero, right? One day Ken and me were talking to this old bum and this junkie jumped us. Did Max save us? No. The old bum saved us. What good is a hero if he's not going to be around every time you need help? That's when I realized if I'm going to keep Kent safe, I'm going to have to be powerful myself. Even if I have to be a villain. Jill. I met this guy in a donut shop just outside of Butte, Montana. He said he was Jack something, a freelance forensic pathologist. We laughed about that. Jack and Jill, you know. I let him pick me up and take me to a cheesy motel. The sleaziness made it better somehow. The sex, I mean. Of course it was good. The sex. It's the kind of sex where your body seeps heat and your scalp sweats and you cry out the name of a stuffed animal. Afterwards, when we woke up, Jack seemed different somehow. Less playful. Worried. Tense. Of course it was then and he realized I took his car. Yeah, that was probably it. Now remember, if I prove my power, you'll go to the Bulldog Jar Rubber Factory, get the box of tapes there, and take them to Sarah James? You do know her, right? Yeah, just do it. Watch carefully. I can only do this once. Don't worry, Sarah. Daddy's coming. Wow! Right up to the point when the marble hit him on the head, Max thought he was trying to break out of the dying outback. Anyway, from his painful memories of Julie, the Jungle Queen. Bonk! But then he remembered. He was actually trying to break in through the rotting concrete, through the bursting water mains, into the old Bulldog Jar Rubber Factory. Crash! Headquarters with attached apartment and walk-in kitchen to Mr. Gone, Demon Prince of Evil. Tates. So you see, sir, I had to give that purple mid-puppy a real villain to fight or his life would have been meaningless. So I created this Mr. Gone. Crack! Do you think these wire rims and the straighter hair make me look more like Julie Max? Or is it just totally a lost cause? Shoot. And there's no point lurking outside, Max. It's not like I don't know you're there.
Here. They're from your father. I decided not to burn them all.
My father? Mr. Gone? Wait, Max, I don't want these. Max? Ugh! Somebody's gonna suffer for this! So here's Harry walking through the rain, wishing he had power. Stupid tapes weren't there. Gone's gonna kill me. Harry! Everybody at school says you're Mr. Gone's idiot assistant. What if I am? That's my business. Don't hang with Gone. He's trying to fence me in. Talking to my friends, sending me tapes. I don't care what you say, Sarah. He's my friend and he's teaching me how to rule the world. I don't care what he does to me after that. But it's not you he wants. So after I gave her the tapes, she said you were just trying to use me to, you know, get to her. That you weren't going to give me any secrets to power at all. Pretty funny, huh? Oh, somebody broke into your place, by the way. Vandals! A man tries to do what's right. Buys a little land. Sets up a secret human VIV. Secret human VV? I don't know what that... Oh. Let's do that one again. Vandals! A man tries to do what's right. Buys a little land. Sets up a secret human vivisection and torture laboratory. And what happens? Somebody trashes it. Rush is right. There's no respect for private property. Sure, but about what she said, you really are gonna... Rats! I'm temporarily paralyzed again. I hate it when that happens. Harry, be a good kid and pull me out of the sun before I really stink. Whoop! Sure, but you aren't just using me? Excuse me. Try that one again. Sure, but you aren't just using me, right? Of course I'm using you. Everybody uses everybody. What planet do you think you're on? I don't have any friggin' power secrets. You fell for that? I just know where a couple of dimensional portals are. I make up the rest. Only an idiot would think I've got real superpowers. Now grow up and drag me out of the damn sun! My one flaw as an archfiend was always an excess of candor. Splat! Ouch. The really sad thing is that didn't kill me. It just really, 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 really hurt.
Hi, Harry. Sarah said you might be in trouble. Anything bad happening up here?
No, Max, there's nothing up here at all. I stole some more food for you, Jasper. Thanks, Link, and thanks for not telling. If Dad found out, he'd whoop me good. Jeez, it's been 3 weeks. I'd give anything not to have my hands stuck in this stupid dimensional portal thing. Anything? Even your new bike with the glow-in-the-dark handlebars? Sure. Why? That's it. Got a little art gallery here. Wonderful pieces. No one draws like this. No one ever will again. Hey, kid, what the fuck are you looking at? Oh, I like this. Sketches. Oh, this is cool, too. Oh, right. Okay, so there's the Hollows, if you want to continue to follow this. And Mars Attacks. You can pick them both up at IDW Publishing. Check it out, guys. Some good stuff. All right. So that's all we've got for Grimm's Comics Corner and the Max. Thanks, guys, for joining me. I'm sorry it was a little late and maybe the voices weren't perfect, but we do the best we can and we have a lot of fun. I thank you guys for listening. I do check all of your comments and it helps, man. I'm glad that you guys like this work and I'll keep doing it. If you want to donate, you can donate to Grimm's Dungeon of Comics at Patreon and definitely support the comics that we cover. You can buy all these, so do it. I'm out. See you next time with Chaos Comics, of course, starting the new month. I'm out.